Heads up, fair warning, this issue of SkunkNet Podcast is not tied to an issue of the SkunkNet e-zine. This is a special podcast-only issue for a select group of people. So, enjoy! To all those dads, granddads, grandpappies, and so much more out there, whether you be a father figure, or a father, or a grandfather, or a great-grandfather, or whatever, thank you. Thank you for being an amazing father or father figure. Thing is, today is Father's Day. Does not mean that today is the only day we must appreciate our fathers and father figures. No. Thing is, just because it's Father's Day does not mean that we can't appreciate our father every day. So, for those of you listening in, enjoy a happy Father's Day with your father or grandfather or father figure. Enjoy a barbecue, a picnic at the park, or a little game of football, or maybe watch a nice movie together, or go out to eat to a nice place for dinner, or, you know, get them a toolkit if they like to work on stuff, or if they're a gamer, get them a game they've been wanting, or if they enjoy barbecuing, get them a nice barbecue pit or something to go with their barbecue set, whether it be a new spatula or a barbecue brush, or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is those amazing fathers out there and father figures. Thank you for being such amazing people. Now, me, I don't get along with my dad. Thing is, him and I have had fights in the past. We've had disagreements in the past. But even then, even though we've had these fights, these arguments, these disagreements, I still show my appreciation for him because he still takes me to conventions. He still takes me to my fiance's. And he still puts up with me. Thing is, he still tolerates me after all these years. He's not all too supportive of me being transgender, but he still put up with me. With that, I thank him. I mean, who else would have a hard time accepting that their own son is actually a daughter. Thing is, you're not losing a child. I mean, you're losing a son, but you're gaining a daughter. But you're not losing a child. The child is still there. So, it's hard for those fathers out there to accept such and realize such. And thing is, even though my father's had a hard time with such, he still loves me, he still supports me, and he still takes me places when I need to go. So he's still that much of a father to me, and to him, I thank him. Thing is, there's some people who, well, they don't have a father. Their father either died from cancer, or they died from too many strokes or heart attacks. I know two people like that. Two people who don't have a father. A certain friend of mine who I consider a sister figure, her father died at a young age from cancer. She was only 6, 7, such a young age. They lived all this time with no father. And then my fiance. Poor Draco. My fiance, the co-owner of Skunknet alongside me, Draco Flair, his father died from too many strokes and heart attacks, and eventually his body caught up to it and it couldn't handle it much longer, and it gave out. It couldn't handle anymore. Thing is, our fathers aren't there forever. And even though today's Father's Day, you never know when your father might not be there the next Father's Day. So treat every day like Father's Day, because you never know when they'll be gone. Thing is, even though my father and I never saw eye to eye, even though we've had a lot of fights and arguments, I'm grateful to still have my father. And to those who don't, my sympathy and apologies to you. Thing is, even though I still have my father, I also have a father figure. Somebody who was there during times my actual father when I fought and kind of had a falling out. Thing is, to him, he's a father figure to my fiance, because my fiance does not have a father anymore. So to him, thank you for being that father figure to my fiance and to me when my own father and I had a falling out. Thing is, even if you're not a father, if you're a father figure, you are just as important, because some people don't have a father. So for you to be that figure, that placeholder, that replacement for that void. It's lucky for you father figures to be that to special people who might not even have a father. So, even if you're not a father, if you're a father figure, you're just as important. You're just as equally loved. You're just as amazing. So, that said, treat your father or father figure every day with the utmost love, care, respect. And even if you fight, even if you have disagreements, even if you have physical conflict from time to time, be grateful. Be grateful that you at least have a father or father figure. Because those people in this world who don't even have a father, much less even a father figure. Yeah, it's not easy. Sometimes not even pleasant nor fun having no father figure. Every time I look at my fiance, every time I look at my friends who don't even have a father or a father figure, I feel bad knowing that I have something that they don't. So, to those of you who do have a father or father figure, show them how much you love them. Show them how much you care for them. And every day, make sure that they know that they are special. And to those who don't have a father figure, to those of you who it's just another ordinary day like every other, hang in there. Because even though you might not have a father or father figure, who knows? One day you might gain a father figure or a stepfather, or even become a father yourself. Who knows? Nobody knows the future. So, just hold your head up high and be thankful for what we got. Because you never know when it's gonna be gone. You never know when they won't be there anymore. So again, to those of you who do have a father or a father figure, show them how much you love them, how much you care for them, how much you're thankful for them being such an amazing father this Father's Day. Get them a Father's Day card. Get them a Father's Day present. Take them out to eat at a nice restaurant for dinner. Have a barbecue. Have a picnic. Have a nice time together at the park. Go see a movie together. Show them how much you appreciate them, how much you care for them, how much you love them, how much you're thankful. For those of you who don't, you might not be able to do that. But you can do this one thing. Hang in there. Hold your head up high. And stay strong. Because you never know when that day may come, when things change, when you gain a father figure or a stepfather, or you become the father yourself, or you have someone special in your life that you respect, that you might consider a father. So, hey, your head up high and be thankful for what you do have and be patient. Things will get better. Trust me. Just be patient and everything will be okay. To those of you listening, and to those fathers and father figures out there, happy Father's Day. And from us here at SkunkNet Podcast, we thank you. We applaud you. And to those outstanding, amazing fathers and father figures around the globe, thank you for being there. Thank you for being that shoulder to cry on. Thank you for being that guiding force that helps us through life. Thank you for being amazing fathers and father figures this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day 2021. And live life every day like it might be your last or their last. Treat every day like Father's Day. Thank you. And happy Father's Day. From us here at SkunkNet Podcast to all of you around the globe, we applaud you. We thank you. Happy Father's Day every day. This is Crystal signing off. And until next time. Stay safe, have fun, and see you in the next one. you want to reach us, send your pics for Chris's cute nature corner, you can do so by emailing us at skunknet@getreview.co or skunknet.ezine@gmail.com with subject skunknet ezine subscriber feed, detailing what the email is for. Whether it be to consult us for an interview, see a topic discussed, or to provide a dose of cute for Chris's cute nature corner at the end of every issue.